Please begin at the top of page 104 in your book.
For a moment or two, Simon was happy to be accepted, and then he ceased to think about himself. When he bashed into a tree, Ralph looked sideways impatiently, and Robert sniggered. Simon reeled, and a white spot on his forehead turned red and trickled. Ralph dismissed Simon and returned to his personal hell. They would reach the castle sometime, and the chief would have to go forward. Jack came trotting back.
"We're in sight now."
"All right, we'll get as close as we can." He followed Jack toward the castle, where the ground rose slightly. On their left was an impenetrable tangle of creepers and trees.
"Why couldn't there be something in that?"
"Because you can see. Nothing goes in or out."
"What about the castle, then?"
"Look."
Ralph parted the screen of grass and looked out. There were only a few more yards of stony ground, and then the two sides of the island came almost together, so that one expected a peak of headland. But instead of this, a narrow ledge of rock, a few yards wide and perhaps 15 long, continued the island out into the sea. There lay another of those pieces of pink squareness that underlay the structure of the island. This side of the castle, perhaps 100 feet high, was the pink bastion they had seen from the mountaintop. The rock of the cliff was split, and the top littered with great lumps that seemed to totter. Behind Ralph, the tall grass had filled with silent hunters. Ralph looked at Jack.
"You're a hunter."
Jack went red.
"I know. All right."
Something deep in Ralph spoke for him.
"I'm chief. I'll go."
"Don't argue."
He turned to the others. "You, hide here. Wait for me." He found his voice tended either to disappear or to come out too loud. He looked at Jack.
"Do you think?"